A Monday morning, that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Here we go again, I guess, is the saying when it comes to the retrial of former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Explain why the retrial and potential here.
Silver was convicted on all corruption charges in, I think it was 2016 now. And after, however, his conviction, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a case out of Virginia against the former governor, Bob McDonnell, they found that the jury in the Silver trial was not charged the right way because of changes made in that McDonnell trial. So his conviction was overturned. Basically, they had to show that Silver took an official action when accepting what the government said was bribes. So we get to do it all again.
The issue of taxes and releasing your taxes, certainly on the national scene, we've seen President Trump hold those taxes and not release them. Most politicians, it's sort of the way it goes. You release your taxes. Now you have a story on Cynthia Nixon, the potential challenger to Governor Cuomo in the coming primary, and also the Republican candidate, Molinaro.
Nixon announced on tax day that she would not be releasing her taxes for a few weeks because she had filed for an extension. So I had asked the campaign for a copy of that extension filing because that has some financial information on it, like how much in taxes she paid and estimated taxes. So there was some value to get it, and they have not so far. They claim that the full tax return is coming potentially this week, but we'll see. It's been a lot of delay, delay, delay. Meanwhile, Marcus Molinaro did file his taxes but hasn't released them publicly. He was at the Capitol last week and said, oh, we're just going through to make sure they're accurate. And we're like, well, you've already filed them, so really all it takes is putting them out. He says they're coming as well, but we haven't seen them.
A sneaky pay perk, and this has to do with the number twos on committee.
Yeah, John Flanagan, the Senate Majority Leader, sought to give some of his members some extra cash, and what they did was some of them were committee chairmen, but they were getting less than they would get if they were committee chairman of other committees that they were vice chairs of. So they ended up giving those senators who were vice chairs the higher stipend, and the comptroller's office said that's a no-no. They went back and forth, and the Senate Republicans said they were on legal ground. And then very quietly, over the last 2 weeks, the Senate put in new documents saying, yeah, they're committee chairs of their old committee. So those senators affected will actually get lower stipends this year than they would have.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. You can read more at nydailynews.com. Ken, we thank you as always.
Anytime. Be well.